Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. Pick up your ears. All right. Good listeners, this is another episode of Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients. It embodies the soul. I'm Talk Dude, and across from me is the man of the hour, Organic OK. It's 11 o'clock here on the dot, and we've got a way to go it. So please, get involved, shall we? Call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, bring a topic. What is your topic for tonight? Organic. Organic, we're on the air.
Yeah, I hear you. So the thing is, this comedian Organic, okay? And my voice, I guess, is so low that you didn't hear me talking, but that's what I was saying. This is comedian Organic, okay? How everybody doing? Let's bless ourselves with good, healthy love in our thoughts and see these things. Now, Talk to you. Any questions for me?
Okay. Give the listeners an idea. How would they, the ingredients, how would they to embody the soul? Tell me.
This is not exactly the same show, bro. That's a show platform you're taking from another platform.
It's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody One's Soul.
Yeah, see, see this guy right here, he stepped his game up, man. He's not just only listening, he's embodying it, you know, and that's one of the key moments, because sometimes we don't sometimes in life we're into cases where we don't actually know what's going on, and we're just winging it, right? And it's so helpful for us to get out of a situation. We got to be aware and critical how to actually engage that opposition that we're facing and understand how to rise to that moment to free ourselves, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Once you free yourself, you start seeing the same thing. Retreat. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what happens. Normally come back if it gets the best of you or you expose your technique of being free, right? And so, that's how you got free. Then it come back for you or come back for others in that same way once they realize what you're doing to defeat the opposition, right?
Right, indeed.
Yeah. But he came, this guy right here, this Talk Dude, he's came to a part of his life where he's truly understanding how not to leave himself out of his thoughts, leaving himself in a place where he's not able to enjoy it. Now he's coming, and he's truly understanding it's not about leaving you or making you feel a way that you can't attain it. It's about all those things you're feeling and attaining those things that you truly feel. So then when people are talking to you, they may be talking about things that you already feel. And then you can enhance that moment and relate to what they're talking about on a more, organic platform, right? So that's what it's about. It's not about leaving your thoughts. It's about creating your thoughts happiness, right?
Indeed.
This is comedian Organic, okay?
I've already introduced you. And once again, I'm Talk Dude. Please, somebody can. Well, it's 4 minutes after the hour, 11:04 here on the program, Organic Pimpin'. Well, seriously, so I have to recite the whole entire, title every single time. Can I just call it Organic Pimpin' for now?
Well,
okay. Organic Pimpin', do the ingredients to embody my soul.
But see, that's the thing is, when you say something to someone, you don't know who's hearing it and who's heard it for the first time, right? If someone told you everything you want to hear and what you need to know at the time you need to know it, would you know it? Yeah, because your mind is curious. But think about telling somebody information when they don't want to know. And they ain't curious no more. And you tell them something that goes in one ear, what?
Out the other.
What? See, that's what I'm talking about.
You tell me I'm starting to get it, right?
Man, I was thinking about this all day, man. I was talking about, man. I feel like I was on a show, man. I was like in some kind of, you know, organic, you know, process, like seeing how a cake was made, seeing ingredients of greatness that been figured out, and seeing the process of that system just keep them created, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, wow, I'm seeing this colleague that I'm working with. I'm seeing him moving through this. And now I get to see the things that he's really caring about. And I have to be, you know, and I see the things he's really caring about. And I can just, you know, be a part of him just creating those things and not, you know, hindering the things that he sees. He's, you know, he's fumbling because he's sleepy in things that's not his interest, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's not sleepy because he's sleepy. He's sleepy because the interest that he's carrying on is something that he don't really want. And now he's truly full recharge, and he's not leaving his thoughts. He's thinking, like, I can't do this, man. No, you can't be not mistreating your greatness that you know you really want. And it's about carrying information that you truly care about so you won't be exhausted from things that you don't care about, interests that you don't care about. Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So these are things I was seeing. I was like, man, these things came up on my mind, and I said, this guy, he's really getting it, because I was thinking about these things over and over. I was like, wow, this is something that he must be really thinking about, because I sense that is something that you're cooking up, and I could tell that it's not something that I have to, you know, it's something that you truly, in your desires of organic, pimping, and through the ingredients, the body, you know, body and my soul, you got, that's what it is. And that is your super, that's your super food that you be like, wow, this is what it is. I've been figuring out what, I was tasting, like, what I'm doing, like, you know, now you get to truly have a free space of this inventory of what you're thinking, and not be shortchanged because you say, oh, man, I'm not sure. Because you left part of your greatness in other people's position and other desires where they just, you know, it's like having house guests. You got things that you're pitting and preparing and preparating to make something even better, and they eating all that up. And you're like, man, I prepared this, and they eating all this up just like snacks. He's like, this is not a snack. This is something that's prepared, pre-prepared, preparation to make something big, and they eating all of that. And you get frustrated because people don't understand what the ability that you are. These all these other components, and there's no way to be get in your way and start. It's, no, everybody. This is comedian Talk Dude, and he's got so many things that he's truly going to bring to the table. I've been sensing this, man. I can tell he's doing it because my connecting wave is saying this guy is creating something magical, and it's like I sense it, and I don't have to even talk about it. I can sense this at another level right now. Am I right?
Oh yeah.
And this is something that I can truly be behind because it's organic from his true elements of what he feels. True elements. You know, and that's where you don't bother a person. That's like going to a museum and seeing the art just bring you to another level of appreciation, of humbleness that you can appreciate in a way that make you really become another level of a fan that you say, wow, this is something that we're truly moving into a better purpose.
That's what I'm all about. That's what I could use, yeah.
Everyone, you don't understand. He's not just responding because he's guessing. He's responding because his senses of his pimping is woke up to another extent. You're not gonna get material from him like you think you will. This guy is on another level, and we just got to be humble when we experience this, so we can truly reap the reward that he's bringing to the table. Am I right?
Oh yeah.
And at this point in time, we get to see his pimping and what he truly means to his, you know, mobility of seeing your life and seeing how the actual experience that you truly was meaning to bring to your spirit and bring to your ability that is enhanced so much. But hey, let me just move to the side, and this is his space right here. And I'm going to be, you know, comedian, organic, okay? And as I pimp, as understanding pimping is one of the things that you're not getting in the way of the pimping ability. And this right now, this is his pimping ability. And for me, it's for me just to, you know, be, as we call it, recycling the actual greatness that this gentleman talk dude is about to bring. Now, this is the time. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not just a co-host. I'm also a client. I'm a member of this program. Now, look, everybody, we're all trying to basically get inside that natural sort of way of just organic being inside yourself. Grab a hold of that. There is a seed inside you. Bury it. You got to feed it. You got to let it grow. It has to flourish in sunlight, plant food. You got to feed it. And you never stop really working on it. You're always progressing. You're always evolving to some extent. It's always going ahead. It's always going forward. Actually.
Reason I laugh, everybody, that's when you open it up the, you know, you get some food or something and you open it up, it makes a sound. And when comedy get to open up and see other people get to their happiness, it's appreciation that you're really doing. That's really when you're appreciating people. When people laugh and you're appreciating your ability. You know, caring is appreciating that crap. Excuse me. That's what I'm saying, you know. That's where comedy, it really laughs in appreciation, and I see that. Go ahead. My bad.
No, it's okay. Feed yourself. Listen to your inner voice. Listen to that voice, inner voice inside your head that's trying to lead you on the right path, that inner child, that inner voice, that's the voice you listen to. You embrace it. You listen to it. You can go places faster than you thought possible. This program is helping you listen to that voice. It's almost kind of self-help, but we're going to help too. We're going to reach inside and help you listen to that voice.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Do you feel at this moment of telling them from organic pimping, do you feel that it's unlimited resources of you bringing to the table, that you don't have to be nervous? It's a natural caring thing compared to trying to sabotage and talk to people in ways that is not truly your desire.
Yes. Indeed. Can actually feel myself at peace now.
You always can tell when you see healthy growth inside of the actual nurturing of when we plant food, vegetables, and herbs. You just see how it changes, right? And once it changes, you're saying, hey, I wonder how this will feel once I engage this herb or this fruit, these vegetables, and you start seeing how much more you become healthy. You engage people that is healthy. You see how healthy you really be? People go around the world to look for the most healthiest people that's connected with the healthiest herbs and the healthiest lifestyles, right?
Oh, yeah.
But listen to this. This guy is, we spent all our time hiding this guy like he's trash. Over, he's hiding him with other people. And this guy right here puts a bin in the front of this. This is the crazy part. He's been hiding in plain view. The things you've been looking for, people to find, guess who it is? Guess who it is? This guy right here. What we've been looking for is right here. And he's been looking for us like a kid that went out with the family and got lost. This is something, man. Find your relative. Find the person you know. You know, he's been sitting here. This guy's been sitting here. And he's so much of a, you know, you as y'all get to meet this guy. And the comedian, talk dude, you're going to start seeing all the things that you would want in your family being. And this is a natural ability that you get to connect with this person. It just comes to him naturally. You know, he's going to fill you out. He's going to see, you know, the intention that you mean. Because he's at that point. He gets to understand he's here to connect with people. He's not here to be hiding. Now he's understanding that now. He's not going to have any problem with you and really connecting with you because he's understanding you're here to help, and he is to help, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So now at this point in time, you're going to truly reap the rewards that is meant to have, and organic is what it is, and the pimping is something that people, look at this, isn't that the thing? Pimping is designed to be something that's great through the opposition that it's weeding out and it's clearing out a pathway, you know. And this is something that who would want someone of this magnitude that dealing with the opposition, becoming the pimp and greater than whatever your imaginations have been let loose to not be free. He's there seeing the freedom in your happiness that reflect in his true happiness of carrying on this treasure that is in his soul of pimping. And he gets to see all these things, all this time that his imagination been talked to him, and he's been, no, be quiet. Shh, shh, be shh. Now he's get to see his imagination express itself. And people understand where he's coming from. It matter how long it takes, they're waiting as a patient person. They're waiting for a release of something special. And now he sees this. And he's thinking, oh, man, why are people quiet for? Because they're appreciating you. You think of people quiet because they don't respect you. No, this is appreciation. So you don't have to be nervous about your love and how much time it takes you to do something. You see that it's meaning in your timing. As development come unfold, the pimping is carrying on what it needs to carry. Make sense?
Makes all the sense in the world, brother. It's more than that, it's something that we all need. We're dying for.
If anybody knows what that means, and truly have been reaching out for so much help, and now realize the help that you've been reaching out for is through you. And what you've been looking for to share with everybody is something that you truly wanted others to see that you have. And you thinking it was, oh, no, it's you. You start seeing all these people because, see, that's what you seeing what their problem is. It's not even your problem. You're seeing the things that's going on in people's lives, and you're so connected that you feel like the opposition is you, and you're not in opposition. You're bringing them together. It's like, when you see the process of someone making maybe some biscuits or something that is considered in the pastries, you see how they pit things together and how, you know, how they mold, how they sculpt and they pit in the refrigerator. It's these things, and you're dealing with it. You wonder, man, why I feel all this emotion? Why I feel like anxiety? Because you're so close to people. It's like when you're closer to the stove, the more closer to the stove, guess what happens? you start to change people. When you start cooking something, people start to change. And when you feel from not dealing with people, they, in a sense, they're resting. Their love is coming together. And that's what you feel, and you're like, well, that's what that is? Yeah, that's the organicness in your pimping. And you're wondering what that was. It wasn't destruction. You was just like, wow, I feel all this. I feel like I can't say something because that's what they feel, man. You feel the way that they're feeling, and you're carrying that. It's like if you're drinking a drink that's not, you know, quenching your thirst, you just become more thirsty, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you get the right thing that quench your thirst, what happens? You don't feel the same.
Right.
And that's what your mind is. Your mind says, we're not going to give up. And you're like, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm not. And you get to that point, guess what happens, man? You're not in mirage. You're the actual life of what the truth means. And pimping is something that truly pimping is when you see all these herbs and all these things and the natural element in the world that changes people's health issues. That's pimping. Because it's changing the part of them that they didn't even know existed. And that's what you are to the conversation of comedy. People say, why is this guy saying this? Because they ain't healthy yet. Once they get healthy of you being yourself, they're going to see truly how they can be a part of being better to themselves. Now, I wanted to give this element of talk, dude. I've seen something that is come together in so much meaningful way. This natural being within talk, dude, he's aligned himself with a happiness that is burning with the elements of not chemicals, but a natural space where the desire is healthy, it's cleansing, and it's not there to burn you. It's going to heal you. And this is a healing moment of him cleansing and being a part of all this time. So much time that he's been invested. Now he's truly, truly, truly opened up to understand the things he's been seeing in people. The greatness that he's been seeing in people, the pimping that he's been seeing, that he's feeling, is him he's been looking at. It's him. And he's falling short because he's pulled up the greater moments and he's gave that to the least part of people's ability to contribute. And so they come up so short. And he's just sitting there with the extra ability to provide. And that's something when you're giving something beyond your regular amount of giving and you're the only one pushing that. Eventually, the investment of your prepaying in that pimping is going to buy more freedom than anyone can take away from your happiness. And I know this moment. He's thinking to himself, yeah, that's right. Now, talk, dude. Can we get a little bit more information from you?
Let's see. All right.
You know what I want to ask you?
Go ahead.
I want to ask you, as you see pimping, how do you see the freedom of pimping never wanting to be lost in the lobby of being trampled and thrown down like a clearance sale with people just trying to get the best and leave the best looking like a mess? And someone that is get there late, someone to really appreciate, they make something that look like nothing become even better. You ever see something that's left and look like trash? And you see the person that truly something make that something that look like nothing even better than everybody else got. Like, hey, how you get that? Where you get that from? Because it's truly in them. It's not on them. It's in them. Right?
Yeah.
So when you come to the stage, everybody, when he comes to the stage, he's not coming there as a guest. He coming there to present guests. And he's going to move on at another level at this point in time. And we just got to be grateful to him allowing us to be around him at this point. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you also.
What, any final words as you wrap up this pimping?
I'm just glad that this thing, you must have fixed something because this thing can cut us out after the 15-minute mark. Now,
well, we're going to take care of that. You know, we got a lot to do and presenting some things to people. So they will get, like, the thing that's error, it's going to be like what we talk about, the cross-contamination. We're going to clean that, the process, and then when we come back through here and do the things that we're going to, you know, eventually give them, they're going to see how all this fall out and how it comes together, you know. Because really what it happens when you change people's lives, it's not so much the things that they worry about is errors. It's about the things that they worry about success for their life, right? So, you know, and people, you look at all platforms, all different levels, people have different technical issues, right? You know, but the things people worry about are sincere, organic. They're going to weave through that. But the people that are not there meant to get it, they're going to just fall by wayside anyway because they're really not there to help. They're really there just to kind of undermine and sabotage and be cross-contaminated, more resources to be, you know, this kind of system. But the true freedom of pimping, you're going to reach the people and connect, and then people want to really, you know, be a part of that process. Well, this is Comedian Organic OK, and this has been an opportunity that Talk Dude have been truly, he's been moving to his truly organic position, and is going to, you know, going to be a part. Normally, you know, it's inside of what he's thinking. Truly, Pepper Reagan is going to be so much rewards in his ideas because he's not thinking about him as a guest. He's thinking about him as giving you something so you can be comfortable. He's not a guest in his thoughts. He's understanding it's something that he has to appreciate because the gift that he's getting is appreciating him. And he's like, why am I compromising this gift that I have in my mind when I'm coming with the actual ability that if everyone could do what I was doing, you know, that's something totally different. But I'm doing what they're not able to do, and I'm sitting here mistreating my ability and the gift that is coming to me. That's not right for me to do that, and I must organically pimp, and that's why his pimp is becoming better. Am I wrong?
No, absolutely not. You're always right on. It was just inspiring just to listen to you. I wish more people would hear us right now. That's important. Okay, that's Rashawn may have an answer telling you to wrap it up. Okay, thank you all. And listen to yourselves a little bit. Listen to that inner voice, the first step towards your own organic pimping. Lay the foundation. Throw the seeds helping yourself grow and develop.
Do y'all not realize how he's talking? He's so in peace. He don't have to even, his voice even sounds different. He's so at peace that he's not even hesitating to be happy. When a person directs change, you know their life is. When a person directs change, it's directs not even the same. That you know he's really molded into something greater in his pimping. His directs is not even. It's like, directs is like. Having his Tourette's got manners now. His Tourette's is not act like a wild child with disrespectful manners. Tourette's saying, please be nice. Please help me out. I need your help. And he's like, shut up. You've been disrespectful all this time. Now he's pimped his Tourette's.
Thank you all for listening to Organic Pimping, Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. It's a show that's here for a reason. All right. Okay, thank you all. Thank you. Good night.